In today's podcast, we're going to talk about something that is affecting many people out there. However, most people either are unaware that it's affecting them or they're just too afraid to admit it. Oh yeah, and we're going to talk about how to deal with trolls, and I may or may not get into it with one as well. We'll have to see. Right, that's another funny thing we see because we got a guy on TradingView right now who's saying, well, you know, I only saw 3 posts on TradingView of dollar yen, and they're all bearish, right? Because everything I post goes on TradingView, right? Do I sit here on TradingView all day and post my trades? Right? That's the reality. Sheesh. People. Let's go back to the trading opportunity because I've made a conscious decision not to give in to trolls and waste energy on there. But I would say just be smarter than that. Be smarter than that, please. Like, come on now. Comedic, I'll give you that. Yeah. Well, here's what I would challenge you to do. And this is, it's funny, right? Whenever we get someone that is trolling on the internet, I do this. I say, you should come to the platform. You should spend some time on the platform. You should spend some time with us in the live room and see what we actually do. And no one ever takes me up on that offer. Now, I would ask you guys this. How come no troll has ever taken me up on that offer? Right? It's a simple offer. Come on in. There's no risk. Come mingle with our traders. Come in some live sessions. You can come into a London live session. You can come into a New York live session. You can come in both. And actually sit down for a few hours with us just and trade. And here's the excuse right now, right? Oh, that's just marketing. Yeah, here's what you're doing, right? So you're afraid to back up your words, right? So when I give you an opportunity to actually come in and see what we're actually doing, you're afraid that you're going to be proven wrong. So you won't actually do it. So instead of doing that, you're going to make up an excuse and you're going to say, oh, no, that's just marketing. Or, oh, no, I don't have the time. Or, oh, this, you know, blah, 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 because you know you're going to come in and be wrong. So like, and that's the thing you'll see with a lot of people on the internet is, you know, they're keyboard warriors. People are keyboard warriors, right? They're very brave sitting behind a computer. They're very brave typing on a keyboard. But when it comes to actually taking action, when someone calls them out, they got nothing. They got nothing. And it's always the same. Everyone, because again, I try not to argue with trolls because it's a complete waste of time. So I just say this. You want to see how we trade? You want to see more than just TradingView post or a weekend video? Platform's open. Come here. Join us. Talk to our traders, right? Talk to a room of professional traders on a daily basis. Come sit with us for 2 hours. Ask questions. Do analysis, right? These sessions are basically Q&A questions all day. So we can come here. We can have discussions. And then make your opinion off of that. Right? Make your opinion off of that. And if you come in and you still think the same thing, then boom. You can think those thoughts, right? We're not going to control how you think. I don't really care how you think. But at least put yourself in a position to be open-minded. But that never happens. It never happens. Because people like that don't actually want to learn. Have you ever heard of this? We've dealt with some traders like this in the past from a different reason. But have you ever heard of people being afraid of success? Have you guys ever heard of that? Right? And unfortunately, it's a real thing. And it's not necessarily a negative thing, right? Being afraid of success isn't a negative thing, but it's hard, right? Because it's very similar to the comfort zone bubble, right? So I'll draw this on the chart right now. But we've all seen the kind of the infographics online about the comfort zone, right? We're all within this comfort zone. And then outside of that comfort zone is like where all the great things happen. Now, do you know why this comfort zone is so hard to break out of? Who can tell me why? Why don't you back up your words by posting bullish dollar yen on TradingView? Please go back and watch all my YouTube videos and you'll see exactly the long opportunities on dollar yen. Like I'm not here to post on TradingView. Like that's not my main goal as a trader. My main goal as a trader is to trade. I'm not here to post ideas on TradingView all day. I actually got real stuff to do. I apologize. But go back and watch all the YouTube videos. We talked about dollar yen like 20 times. Go back and watch them. Just watch them. Back up your words. But yeah, the comfort zone is familiar. It's comfortable. And the main thing is there aren't many expectations here. So when I first started my trading journey, and I was trading, I was working three jobs. And I always say this, right? I did the most stupidest thing in the world, right? Stupidest thing in the world in my trading, in my journey, was I quit three of my jobs to focus full time on trading. And I would never recommend anyone doing that because it wasn't smart. I did it in a smart way. I didn't just wake up one day and quit. I planned, I put money aside, all that fun stuff. But the reason I did that is because I needed to get myself out of that comfort zone, right? I was working three jobs, just graduated college. I was making about $30,000, which at the time, where I had, no family, no kids, no really no rent, $30,000 was more money than I've ever seen in my life, right? So I was quite comfortable. Like, this was the life. I'm a frugal person. I don't really buy much money. I was quite comfortable, and because I was comfortable, I never really committed to trading the way I needed to, because guess what? If I fail that trading, I had this nice cushion to land on. So the comfort zone is hard to break out of because there's no expectation. There's really no risk in here. Now, there's no massive reward, right? And I didn't start thinking about getting out of the comfort zone until I started thinking about the future, right? I was getting to the time where I was getting ready to get engaged. So I'm thinking, like, okay, I got to buy this wedding ring. We got to pay for this wedding. We're going to have kids. And I started, like, researching all this stuff. I'm like, oh man, like, real life costs a lot of money. And I'm like, $30,000 a year, like, that's not real. I thought that was a massive amount of money here in the US. That's, when you start throwing kids and stuff into the equation, like, that you're at the poverty line. I'm like, wait a minute, I have things wrong. And that's when the urgency crept in, because I'm like, wait a minute, the jobs that I was in, they weren't like career type of jobs. So there was no moving up. It just is what it is, right? I was a janitor. I was working in the school system. And I was coaching track and field. There was no pay raises. Like, it just was what it was. And that's when I decided, like, hey, I got to do something different. But while you're in this comfort zone, you're so comfortable. It's easy. The hard part is when you get out of this comfort zone. And the cool thing about it is that when you get out of that comfort zone, right, it opens up the doors to the greatest things in life, right? It's unlimited opportunity. But what else is there, right? What else comes with unlimited opportunity once you break out of that comfort zone? It's unlimited risk as well, right? You're taking a chance. Like, you can fail. You can't really fail in the comfort zone. And that's very reassuring. You can fail once you go for it. And failure is scary to a lot of people. And we see this a lot with trading traders. I had traders I worked with who never got out of strategy development and back testing. And they were ready, right? We did the whole thing. They shared trading plan. They shared stats. We went over it. They were completely ready. They never got out of it. And for the longest time, I didn't understand. I'm like, oh, these people are just perfectionists. They want to get everything perfect. Like, everyone works at a different rate. I get it. And we ended up having a conversation, and we realized, right, we took things to a little bit of a deeper level, but we realized that the reason they never wanted to get out of that back testing and strategy development phase is because as soon as they did, there was actually pressure. As soon as you go from demo trading and back testing, right, you got to go to live trading. And that's when it gets real. And that is a real thing out there. Where people will stay in this, they'll stay in the step, they'll kind of make the path like they're getting out of their comfort zone, but they'll get right to that border, but never actually take that final jump because there's a massive amount of pressure that comes with that. Like, there is now the chance of failure. Can you fail demo trading, guys? Can you fail in strategy development? You can't. So it seems like you're out of that comfort zone. You're really not. You're right at the edge. You're one step away, but you're right at the edge. And going back to the topic, right? Not to give this trolls too much energy, but it's the same thing with the trolls, right? They're at some point in their life where they're upset. And they're upset about something, and it's usually something that they have not done in their real life. And instead of accepting blame, what they do is they want to blame others, and they want to get upset at others because they're afraid to look in the mirror and say, it's my fault. And that same fear is what is stopping them from taking the next step. So when we get people like that and we say, hey, it's cool you're trolling, have your ideas, but hey, come on over, see what we really do, form your own opinion.
they're afraid to take that next step because they might be proven wrong. They might get to the point where they realize, like, man, my struggles aren't because of this person or that news outlet or that broker, whatever they're blaming. My struggles may be internal. They may be within me. And that's a tough pill to swallow. It's a tough pill to swallow to realize, like, hey, I am struggling because of me. But the thing is, if you want to be a consistently profitable trader, we all have to get to that point. We all have to get to that point where we stop blaming the market, stop blaming the broker, stop blaming the war in Ukraine, stop blaming global warming, whatever we're blaming. And we have to say, like, hey, the reason I'm not successful is me. I'm not doing the things that I need to do to become successful. And there's two options when you get there, three options. One, you quit and you just say, hey, this is not for me. It's too hard. I'm not willing to do this. And hopefully you find something else in your life that you enjoy and you follow that passion. Two, you continue to ignore it. And then you shift that anger and that blame out to other people. And you stay in that hamster wheel where you never actually become successful. You just backtest, become a professional backtester or a demo trader, and you go nowhere. Or three, you swallow the tough pill. And it's a tough pill, man, because we don't like accepting blame. You swallow the tough pill and you say, okay, man, I effed up. I got to change. You eat it. Maybe you feel bad for a little bit. But then you start mapping out ways that you're going to change. And then you got to hold yourself accountable or find people to hold you accountable. But then you got to follow through with that change. And again, I'll give you one last story before we get you guys out of here. I did that for the longest time in my trading, where I blamed system, I blamed strategy, I blamed coach. But I had a whole checklist of people I blamed. Right? And I finally got to the end of the year. And again, I did this, I call it an audit of my trading. I did an A-B test, right? I looked at my trading and I looked at my actual results and I went back to all my trades and I looked at what my results should have been, right? Perfect scenario. And I came to a conclusion, or the numbers showed me a conclusion. They smacked me in the face with a conclusion. The reason I was failing is because I was messing up. And there were so many mistakes. There were so many self-inflicted wounds of me messing up. Taking targets early, taking targets late, moving stops, missing trades, entering trades early, entering trades late, right? And that's when it finally hit me, like, man, like when the numbers were in front of me, I'm like, the reason I'm like, the system is fine. It's me. Like, I'm messing up. It's not the car, right? It's the driver. And that's when it hit me. And I took a few weeks to kind of refocus. And that's when I put together, this is my famous story now. Remember, I said it's at a mastermind meeting and it kind of shocked and inspired everyone. My famous story is after that moment, I made a process-based goal to just limit mistakes. That was the only goal. It wasn't about making money. It wasn't about anything else, about limit mistakes. And I said, hey, I'm averaging like 20 mistakes a month. And that was a real number. So I said, hey, January, like the goal was 19. And if I got 19 in January, February's goal, like just limit like one less, right? Kaizen philosophy, continuous improvement, 1% change, just one less mistake a month. One less mistake a month. And I did that. And I completely ignored profit and loss, and mainly because I had given up on trading, honestly. Like that's why I ignored it. Like I was just, you know, it was what it was. I was losing every month, so I just got used to it. And then finally, again, the funny story you guys love, I got that end of the month email from your broker and the number was no longer in parentheses and I emailed my broker back saying, hey, I think you sent me the wrong account statement because like this has me being profitable and I'm not profitable. You know it. I know it. Come on now. And they sent me a new one. They said, no, this is correct. And I looked at it. I saw a correlation between how many mistakes I made that month and me actually making money. And that's like light bulb moment. Never looked back. It went off. It said, boom, like, wait a minute. I just got to stop effing up and I'll be good. And that's when it hit me. So it's not easy. It's not an easy path, guys. And I apologize for missing all the comments that are coming through. Many of you guys are just bashing the troll, which I appreciate. But it's not an easy process by any means. But it is doable. It is doable. But a lot of it accepts that you got to accept that you have to be willing to change. And until you do that, you're not going to change. And that goes for anything in life, right? And until you accept that I have to make a change and I've got to start developing, I got to be deliberate and consistent with those changes. Until you do that, nothing's going to change. And the same thing goes for acquiring knowledge. The same thing goes for, you know, dieting is a really good example, right? How many of us say like, hey, I want to lose weight, but then we don't actually do anything to lose weight, and you blame, oh, well, if McDonald's wasn't so cheap, I wouldn't eat it all the time. Like, no, stop going. Stop going. Like, don't use that as an excuse. So until we become deliberate and consistent with this, nothing is going to change. So if you guys enjoyed the podcast, show me some love. You can support by liking and sharing this show. Also, if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening to this at, do me a favor and subscribe. I appreciate you joining. See you guys next time.